the Archdiocese of Toronto, and the National Catholic Broadcasting Council. Through the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, presents Sunday TV Mass.
Good day and welcome to the celebration of the Sunday TV Mass on this, the fifth Sunday of Easter. My name is Monsignor Sam Bianco. The televising of this Mass is made possible with the contributions from three donors. The first is an anonymous donor from Etobicoke, Ontario, in memory of the deceased members of the Farano and Gambin family. The second is Mimi Okeya from St. John, New Brunswick, and thanksgiving for the repose of the souls of her precious daddy, Dr. Steve N.C. Okeya, Queen Okeya, baby nephew Delalora A. Okeya, baby niece Michelle Nuwizu, and all the deceased members of the S.I. Okeya and D.S. Agim families, all the souls in purgatory and the faithful departed. The third is an anonymous donor from Woodstock, Ontario, for all the living and deceased members of her family. Our gift of thanks to all the members who contributed to this Mass. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
The grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And in your spirit.
Coming together as God's family, we seek mercy and forgiveness. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on all of us, forgive us our sins, and bring us all to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. Praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory, Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father. Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, constantly accomplish the Paschal mystery within us, that those who were pleased to make new in holy baptism may, under your protective care, bear much fruit and come to the joys of life eternal. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul had come to Jerusalem, he attempted to join the disciples, and they were all afraid of him, for they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him, brought him to the apostles, and described for them how on the road he had seen the Lord, who had spoken to him, and how in Damascus Saul had spoken boldly in the name of Jesus. So Saul went in and out among them in Jerusalem, speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. He spoke and argued with the Hellenists, but they were attempting to kill him. When the believers learned of it, they brought Saul down to Caesarea and sent him off to Tarsus. Meanwhile, the church throughout Judea, Galilee, and Samaria had peace and was built up, living in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My vows I will pay before those who fear me.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. And by this we will know that we are from the truth, and will reassure our hearts before him. Whenever our hearts condemn us, for God is greater than our hearts, and God knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God, and we receive from him whatever we ask, because we obey his commandments and do what pleases him. And this is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another, just as he has commanded us. Whoever obeys his commandments abides in him, and he abides in them. And by this we know that he abides in us, by the Spirit that he has given us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in them bears much fruit. Because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I abide in you, you abide in me. The poet Christopher Marlowe writes these words. Come, live with me and be my love, and we will all the pleasures prove, and I will make thee a bed of roses. And the poem is entitled, The Passionate Shepherd Speaks to His Lover, and it's an invitation to his lover to come, make a home together, to live together, I assume implicitly, obviously, to be married together. And that is the invitation to this person. It's not just to a person, it's to anyone who wants to form community, who can be together. That can be in relationships of friendship, of love, of groups coming together. And the reason we do it is the pleasure of one another's company. It's coupled with the desire for intimacy and closeness. And one of the beautiful things of Come, Live, Be My, and Be My Love is a sharing of secrets, of the deepest longing of the heart. And one always hopes that that will lead to some kind of fruitfulness. It can be physical, but it can be in projects, that we come together to wave off loneliness and to know something of common bonds. I think that's the desire of all people, to live together peacefully and to have a home in which to do it. That's only one part of the story, isn't it? Because as the passionate shepherd speaks about, let's have a bed of roses, those of you who are married especially, but everyone will know, sometimes the bed of roses runs into dirty dishes and dirty underwear and dirty diapers. That living together is not just a bed of roses, it's a whole bunch of practical things that involve cleaning up messes. It's also living together means that we're going to be pruned by one another. Lovers, it's just not automatic. It's glorious and it's true, but two personalities coming from different backgrounds rub against one another, and they have to learn how to get along, and that's not an easy process. Jesus calls that a pruning, and that means you are pruned, that is, of your selfishness, and day by day, whether it's through patience, kindness, good humor, faithfulness, you stand in and you remain faithful to your relationships. So living together involves growth, but it also involves a change that is a movement away from selfishness. And then we say, certainly at the end, living together may mean at the end, as it always does, somebody's going to be a widower, widower. There's going to be a home that seems empty. It's extraordinary the number of poems that have been written about empty or lonely homes. And that only refers to human relationships. It can refer in those poems to countries that have lost something, that have lost their sense of purpose and meaning. The extraordinary thing about this story today is, come live with me and be my love. That's the invitation from Jesus. He's saying to you and to me and to all people, come live with me. I want intimacy and closeness and friendship, a tenderness and pity. I want you and me to be together. I want us to join in a relationship that's powerful and strong. And those relationships always include mutuality and reciprocity. We share together. In a marvelous way, Jesus says reciprocity. I come as an equal. I come down from heaven to be with you. Why? So that the fruit of our love may be manifest. Yes, Jesus is pruned. He too has to be cut off from some of the things that he wants, not because he's sinned, but because if there's to be growth, there always has to be a cleansing, a development, a change of heart. And that's what we're invited to do today, to live with Jesus, to be his friend. And he sends that invitation throughout the whole world, to you and me, every day, to every person and country. Will you join with me, please? And we'll join together and profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
For all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intentions book, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Jesus. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pray in silence for our own personal intentions. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, you give us the greatest invitation anyone could ever have, to come live with you, to be your love, to be your partner forever. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. Through him, the children of light rise to eternal life, and the halls of the heavenly kingdom are thrown open to the faithful. For his death is our ransom from death, and in his rising, the life of all has arisen. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise, and even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Indeed, holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness.
Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by setting down your Spirit upon them, like they do fall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of a new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Francis our Bishop, all the clergy and all the people of God. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, informed now by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and coming of our Savior Jesus Christ, with the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another a sign of the peace of Christ.
Take away the sins of the world.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy to enter my room, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed. Body and blood of Christ, keep us all safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.